वेलकम स्टॉक मार्केट के यार, स्वागत है आपका आज के स्पेशल पॉडकास्ट में। टुडे वी हैव अ वेरी स्पेशल गेस्ट शांतनु जोशी, और ये एक यंग ऑप्शन सेलर है। सो टुडे वी लर्न मोर अबाउट शांतनु। सो हे शांतनु, वेलकम टू स्टॉक मार्केट्स विद केआर। हाउ इज इट गोइंग?
हाय कृणाल, इट्स गोइंग वेरी वेल। थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी दिस ऑपर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक अबाउट मायसेल्फ एंड टॉक अबाउट मार्केट्स विद यू।
Thanks, man. The pleasure is all mine, and I'm sure it's the pleasure of our viewers and listeners also. So, how about you? Tell us more about yourself. What's your background? How did you get started?
So, I'm 23 years old, and I started trading in the markets, to be specific, in the cash markets in the year 2017. I was introduced to the markets by a relative, my uncle. And we started trading in the cash market since 2017. And I started on a very, small note with a small capital. Like I was around 18 years of age back then. So I started with around 10,000 rupees and blew it all up, to be very honest. Blew it all up. So I traded in stocks like, India Bulls, and then there is Jet Airways, Reliance, and all those volatile stocks, and lost it all.
Right.
So, and then worked on my mistakes, realized kya galti hui. So 2017 to 2018 was my cash market phase. Then ek point aisa aa gaya tha, that I got so used to like the stock prices, ki you name a company and I was able to mention the stock price of that particular company. So and then 2019 I took a break from it because I was actually preparing for my CFA along with my undergrad,
correct,
finance. So I prepared for my CFA, didn't go well again, and then came 2020 COVID. So I got introduced to options, and I was introduced to option selling again, to be specific. Then I was, very much taken aback. Ki, are, ye to theta d ke to ek edge hai. So,
right.
Started selling options again. I started with one lot.
Okay.
Saw, that it was working. Then I slowly scaled up. Traded in Bank Nifty and Nifty. I was more inclined towards Bank Nifty, because wahan pe multiple strikes hota hai, you can adjust compared to,
correct,
Nifty. Liquidity wasn't an issue for me because again I started with one lot. So,
correct.
25 quantity ko aise hi nikal jaati hai. Then I slowly scaled up, and tab margin wasn't an issue. So on a capital of let's say 30 lakhs, I was selling 1,000 quantities, 1,500 quantities, 2,000 quantities.
Right.
And tab expiry is relatively zyada kaam hote the. There were lesser spikes as well.
True.
In option premium. So I was able to make a killing. And then 2020, as we all know, selling puts worked like a charm. The money I lost was only in selling calls.
Okay.
And maine dekha tha live circuit lagte hue market mein. But tab tak fortunately, koi overnight trades leta nahi tha main. And zyada tha nahi us waqt, matlab exposure zyada tha nahi us waqt overnight trades ke andar. It was only intraday.
Okay.
Then again I realized, ki positionally bhi theta dk ka advantage le sakte. So I started trading, iron condors, and then ratio spreads. Iron flies was very much in during that time. Nifty mein 200-300 point in the money jaake iron fly create karte the because trend bullish tha. So kafi baar at the money bhi end hua hai mere Thursdays pe iron flies.
Okay.
And so that is pretty much it. And I've been trading in options since 2020. Last 6 months positionally itna achha nahi ja raha hai, but then July I made a decision ki I am going to switch to intraday completely.
Okay.
July so far has gone well. I was able to make around 3.5% on capital.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And positionally, I'll be very honest, last 3 months I couldn't make anything. Like it was very difficult. Since April, May and June, they were very difficult, especially May. 19th May, I lost around around 6 to 7% of my capital, because us din I remember Nifty was trading around 16,100 pe close hua tha Wednesday pe, and Thursday seedha gap down was 15,800 pe. And I had 16,000 put options which were not hedged, so I learned my lesson, you know, the hard way. तो तब से पोजिशनली करने में भी I'll be very honest डर सा बैठ गया. एंड हाँ, सो जुलाई has been going well. Relatively calmer tha intraday.
That's good.
हाँ, fingers crossed. Yes.
Right, that's
so,
good.
हाँ, अभी तक तो यही चल रहा है. देखते हैं अगस्त कैसा जाता है.
I hope even better. I hope your equity curve keeps making higher highs and much higher lows.
More drawdowns, hopefully.
Definitely, definitely. So, by the way, in case any viewer or listener is wondering, ये भाई iron fly और सब क्या बोल रहे हैं, is this complicated? Oh, yeah. And उस पे आएंगे हम लोग. Give us some time. So, basically, ये वाला जो हमारा podcast है, you know, Shantanu has been kind enough to give us a lot more time. So we have more episodes, and what this helps us do is ki hum acche se episodes mein breakdown kar lenge. So aaj ke episode mein we learn a lot more about this young personality, and in the coming episodes you know, we learn more about how he trades, and from what he's told me, it's going to be very exciting to understand his you know, stories and his experiences. So with that, you know, Shantanu, I really am curious ki बहुत लोग क्या करते हैं, स्पेशली इन टुडेज डे एंड एज. इनफैक्ट इवन इन टुडेज डे एंड एज पीपल आर स्टिल अ लिटिल यू नो कंफ्यूज कि भाई मार्केट्स में जाए कि नहीं. एंड वी आर स्टिल सीइंग मेनी पीपल हु आर एंटरिंग द मार्केट्स एट अ रिलेटिवली यू नो ओल्डर एज. सो नाउ गिवन दैट यू आर सो यंग, गिवन दैट यू हैव बीन एक्सपोज्ड टू द मार्केट्स फ्रॉम एन अर्ली एज, हाउ डज योर परसेप्शन फॉर्म एंड वॉट इज एग्जैक्टली योर परसेप्शन ऑफ द मार्केट्स एट दिस स्टेज?
Sky is the limit. I mean, true. I'm not saying this, you know, after looking at those M2M screenshots that I see on Twitter.
True.
But I think sky is the limit. I mean, if you once you get a grip of it, there's no looking back. I mean, that is why I'm here, right? I am not a fool, you know, who's not you know, going abroad, you know, for his masters. I have dime a dozen friends, you know, who've gone abroad for their masters.
True.
मैं अकेले रोज यू नो 9:15 to 3:30 रोज रूम में होता हूँ. मैं पागल नहीं हूँ जो यू नो पूरा 6 घंटे स्क्रीन के सामने बैठा हूँ. एंड बिकॉज आई रियली सी अ पोटेंशियल कि यू नो यू कैन मेक अ किलिंग आउट ऑफ दिस इफ यू नो व्हाट टू ट्रेड एंड व्हेन टू ट्रेड एंड व्हेन नॉट टू ट्रेड मोर.
करेक्ट.
यू नो व्हेन नॉट टू ट्रेड इज एक्चुअली यू नो मोर इम्पोर्टेंट लुकिंग एट द करंट मार्केट सिनेरियो.
वेरी ट्रू.
Fed events, give it Fed events le lo, RBI policy le lo, any data you know that is going to come out.
Correct.
How, more importantly, how you trade those events and what is your overnight risk if you are taking any trades?
Hmm.
What is the quantity size you're trading on? I mean, I'll be very honest. I have learned my lessons the hard way in the markets. I have lost and gained at the same time, but I have, you know, realized ki how not to lose is more important, because if you are not making losses, you are going to end up in profits.
Correct. Correct. So, I think, yeah, I think that's a very, definitely that's true. I think one thing that's important for our, especially for our, you know, viewers and listeners who are just starting out, is ki mereko bahut log question poochte hai ki what is the target ROI? Now, I always tell them that main bolta hun 0% pe aim karo if you are starting out. और 0% पे एम करो एंड देन यू नो वंस यू आर एट
जीरो कैपिटल प्रोटेक्शन
या एग्जैक्टली
मोर इंपॉर्टेंट.
ट्रू. सो आई
यू हैव अनदर डे टू लिव.
या एग्जैक्टली. सर्वाइवल इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट. सो आई लाइक दैट यू नो यू आल्सो फील दैट वे. थोड़ा यू नो
दैट एटीट्यूड इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट आई फील, बिकॉज़ इफ यू ब्लो अप योर कैपिटल यू नो इट इज गोइंग टू टेक यू इयर्स अगेन टू बिल्ड अप दैट कॉन्फिडेंस एंड ट्रेड इन द मार्केट्स. But if your capital is protected, then yeah, you have another day to live and hopefully make some more money.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, given that this has been your, you know, main source of income and your main bread and butter in a way, what's your advice to someone who's just starting out or someone who is very curious to make a career in the markets, maybe as an independent trader or otherwise?
Don't be in a hurry.
Okay.
Is what I would say. Don't be in a hurry. take your time to learn, and most importantly, stay hedged. I mean, FNO ke andar, if you're not hedged,
true,
you are going to blow up your capital in every way possible.
True.
I mean, if you're unhedged, matlab naked selling to mat karo, is my advice. Karo, but naked selling mat karo. I mean, even if it is if you're hedging it like 300 points away in Nifty and 500 points away in Bank Nifty, wo rakho. Naked puts ya calls mat leke jao overnight.
True.
Intraday, you know, I think the best feature that NSE has is stop loss, is what I feel. Out of all the things, because other my stop loss is always there in the system.
Okay.
Recently, I've been scaling up, so I know the importance of stop loss. Like,
correct.
Hey, and especially stop loss market order to kabhi mat dalo. Stop loss limit orders hi use karo, because true. I have faced slippages of, let's say, 30 points and 25 points. And trading on a quantity, 1,000 quantity ke upar bhi agar tum 30 point slippage face karo, that is 30,000 rupees.
That's a lot, yeah.
So,
true.
Yeah, and stop loss market orders is a big no. I mean, I've seen examples on Twitter, you know, where people have faced slippages of 400, 300 points.
My God.
So it is scary, but if you do the right thing, I mean, nothing can stop you.
True, that's true. So is this similar to the advice you would give yourself if you met your 2017 self?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Would be the same thing. Anything else, I wouldn't really add anything else. It would just be, you know, ki stay calm and things will eventually work out if you're doing the right things. I mean, follow a system, particular process and a system.
True.
And it will work out in the end.
That's good. That's good. More reassuring words for our beginner listeners. That's good. That's good. Now, I am actually very curious and intrigued by this one sentence you mentioned. And because it's something I have seen and experienced too, that, you know, so many of your friends are going abroad to study. And you mentioned this. So, you know, given that you have made a conscious decision not to, what is your, rationale behind it? And, you know, do you feel like, you know, for the lack of a better phrase, the odd one out for not going that way?
सच बोलूं मेरा खुद का छोटा भाई अभी डबलिन जा रहा है ट्रिनिटी कॉलेज ही इज लीविंग इन अ मंथ्स टाइम
राइट
एंड यार मेरा लाइक माय थिंकिंग इज कि मार्केट्स आर नॉट गोइंग टू आस्क मी माय डिग्री व्हेन आई पंच एन ऑर्डर
ट्रू
दे आर नॉट गोइंग टू आस्क मी क्या किया है व्हाट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस इन द कॉर्पोरेट वर्ल्ड और एनीथिंग ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट
ट्रू
एंड एज फार एज यू नो आई एम कंसर्न्ड फॉर मी प्रैक्टिकल नॉलेज इज मोर इंपॉर्टेंट देन थ्योरेटिकल और बुकिश नॉलेज बिकॉज theoretical knowledge is not going to give you money at the end of the day. When you're working at your desk, okay, in that True. Corporate, because the practical knowledge over a period of time that you gain is going to, you know, give you that edge over your peers.
Very true.
And the same thing applies over here as well. When I'm punching an order, market is not asking me master's kiya hai. Nahin, market is not going to ask me that. What is your GPA? Nahin poochne wala hai.
True.
Even a 12th pass can punch the same orders. But it is important. A degree is important. I'm not saying degree is not important. But yeah, this is my outlook towards it. And yeah, that is it.
Fair enough. Now, as a sort of follow-up question to that, you said degree is important. Now, I am of the same opinion. Let me get that, you know, very clear before people start coming in my comments. Hi, university scam and all. I don't believe in that. I feel a formal education is good. But I'm also curious to understand ki how your formal education, whether it's your CFA prep, whether it's your MBA right now, or whether it's your undergrad, how do you think that has helped you in, you know, your career path so far?
I mean, I'll be very honest.
Yes.
Zyada help nahi kiya hai.
Okay.
I'll be very honest. Zyada help nahi kiya hai because you look at the Indian system as such, they are, even if I pursued a BBA in finance, correct? My major was finance. We were not taught about option strategies in any which way.
Oh.
Hame derivatives ke upar touch kiya tha and that's it.
Achha.
Like, even if you look at CFA mein cover hua tha, technical analysis ka part cover hua tha, equities ka part cover hua tha, derivatives ek alag sa topic bhi tha, jiska weightage bhi achha khasa hai. तो उसमें थोड़ा बहुत हेल्प हो गया था, बट एज फार एज माई अंडर ग्रेड इज कंसर्न एंड माई एमबीए इज कंसर्न, नॉट मच, नॉट
ओके
मच. सीएफए
फेयर इनफ.
ने हाँ हेल्प डेफिनेटली किया है,
हाँ
बट अगेन यू नो सीएफए ने मुझे ये नहीं सिखाया कि जब आईबी स्पाइक आती है तब तुम प्रीमियम्स को
ट्रू
कैसे टैकल करते हो. सीएफए ने मुझे ये नहीं सिखाया, एंड मैं कोई सीएफए, मैंने लेवल 1 भी क्लियर नहीं किया, मैं अभी भी वेरी ऑनेस्ट नहीं
राइट.
हुआ था मेरे से लेवल 1 क्लियर. आई लैग्ड इन फिक्स्ड इनकम बॉन्ड्स एंड ऑल ऑफ
ओके
दैट, जो मेरा कुछ लेना देना भी नहीं है बॉन्ड मार्केट से, आई डोंट
ट्रू
ट्रेड बॉन्ड मार्केट्स.
ट्रू
सो या एंड इतना हेल्प नहीं किया है, बट अगेन यू नो एक क्रक्स बता दिया, एक बेसिक्स बता दिया कि हाउ थिंग्स वर्क, एज इन हाउ द होल सिस्टम वर्क्स, एंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज अ डेरिवेटिव कॉन्ट्रैक्ट. आई मीन जीरो
ट्रू
सम गेम है, राइट? इफ आई एम मेकिंग मनी, समबडी एल्स इज गोइंग टू लूज मनी. सो ये
ट्रू
सब कॉन्सेप्ट्स मेरे को ये सब चीजों से मालूम पड़ी है, बट या इट इज मोर ऑफ यू नो 9 to 3:30 दैट हैज हेल्प मी, एंड
दैट्स गुड.
नॉट 5 to 12 व्हिच आई यूज्ड टू यू नो यूज फॉर माय
ट्रू
स्टडी आवर्स. इतना
ट्रू
नहीं, 9 to 3:30 हैज हेल्प मी द मोस्ट.
प्रैक्टिस मेक्स यू नो एज क्लोज टू परफेक्ट एज वन कैन गेट आई वुड से. बट
हाँ.
सही है. सो मोर अबाउट योर ट्रेडिंग स्ट्रेटजीज एंड योर पोजिशंस एंड सच विल बी देयर इन द सेकंड एपिसोड. नाउ आई वांट टू मेक श्योर दैट यू नो वी हैव गुड कंटेंट, पावर पैक्ड एंड इंफो पैक्ड कंटेंट फॉर दैट वन एज वेल. सो आई थिंक
Sure,
आज
I'm looking
के
forward to that.
यस फॉर दिस एपिसोड आई थिंक योर जस्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग योर जर्नी एंड योर बस टॉप हाई लेवल इंसाइट्स हैज बीन गुड. नाउ वील डेल्व डीपर एंड और यू नो एक्साइटिंग इन्फो मिलेगा हमें. सो आई थिंक द व्यूअर्स कैन जॉइन अस यू नो इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड. एनी क्लोजिंग रिमार्क्स?
Stay tuned for the second episode because
राइट.
that is going to, you know, not give you any secret sauce as such, but it is going to give you a seller's perspective
ट्रू.
and against a buyer's perspective or you know
यस
whatever you have planned.
राइट.
But yeah, this is all about me.
That's good. Thanks. Thanks for giving your time on a Sunday afternoon. I know that you know how important Sunday afternoons are. But yeah, I think I'm sure this will help our viewers as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the second episode and discussing a lot more about the markets.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving this
Thanks.
podium, my answer.
थैंक्स फॉर कमिंग. थैंक्स फॉर यू नो गिविंग योर टाइम. मिलते हैं सेकेंड एपिसोड में. तब तक सब्सक्राइब करना गाइज, प्लीज डोंट फॉरगेट. देखो मुझे टिपिकल यूट्यूबर जैसे
लाइक
बोलना नहीं.
कमेंट एंड शेयर दिस.
यस, बेल आइकन, शेयर, कमेंट्स, ऑल ऑफ दोस गुड
एवरीथिंग.
थिंग्स. यस यस, आई मीन यूट्यूब वीडियो सबने देखे, अब तो स्क्रिप्ट पता ही चल गई होगी आप लोगों को. सो प्लीज गो अहेड एंड डू दैट एंड आई विल सी यू ऑल इन द नेक्स्ट वन. थैंक्स एंड टेक केयर. हैप्पी ट्रेडिंग, हैप्पी एनालिसिस.